Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And the suddenly very public transportation secretary, Ray LaHood, is certainly keeping Toyota in the headlines.
It may be the most serious safety issue that we have faced here at DOT.
That's LaHood talking about how he says it took U.S. government pressure to get Toyota to initiate last week's recall for those defective accelerator pedals. And all this comes as we're getting word there may be brake problems with the popular Prius hybrid. Joining us now, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good to be with you, John.
This is an unusual position for Toyota to be in, it seems to me. How do you think they're handling it? And the costs are really mounting.
Well, if everything were on the table, if we were pretty confident that it's over, and if we weren't having Ray LaHood raising serious questions, and if consumers weren't asking questions, everything'd be fine.
Because
but unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah,
it's so, not. The problem is that this is sort of a very fast drip, drip, drip. Every day there's new headlines. As you know, we now have confirmed something that we reported on The Takeaway just a month ago.
The Prius hybrid brake issue.
Yeah, exactly. Toyota has now confirmed that they are doing an investigation of reports that there's a problem with the Prius brakes. Now, they're calling it an inconsistent feel of the brakes. What our owners that we've spoken to are saying is that the brakes, under certain conditions, when they're braking and hit a pothole or bump, will fully release, forcing them to take drastic, rapid actions to prevent the car from racing out of control, losing its braking power. And That's a very
right.
serious issue, as you can imagine.
Well, again, it's only at the investigation stage. We've got reports, and you found them at the DetroitBureau.com. We've talked about them here on The Takeaway, and the transportation secretary is apparently aware of all this as well. I'm detecting a pattern. You know, a couple of years ago, we were talking about how Toyota's business strategic decisions to get into the truck market really led to some financial problems for Toyota. Now we have these quality control problems. Has Toyota become too U.S. automaker kind of company for its own good? It seems to me they've done exactly, learned exactly the wrong lessons from being in the U.S. market.
It's interesting. They're learning the wrong lessons, just as Detroit's record is showing that they're learning the right ones.
Exactly.
Ford is becoming very much Toyota-like, GM's system. In fact, there is evidence out there, there's some studies that show that the Detroit makers, particularly the big two, Ford and GM, now have better productivity than Toyota, and their quality is starting to beat Toyota in a number of studies. It's very interesting to watch. I'd be careful before I sort of say that if you become a U.S. type automaker, you become a bad. In fact,
It took a long time for U.S. automakers to go through this trough. If Toyota has embraced some of these bad strategic decisions, they've got a long time to get out of this. That's really the comparison I'm looking for.
Well, the fact is that every day they're getting burned by another headline and getting slammed by the Secretary of Transportation doesn't help. Toyota has some serious problems. It's going to take them a while to dig out.
And investors are seeing those problems as well. Toyota stock fell 5.7% in Tokyo trading today. Paul Eisenstein, thanks so much. Paul Eisenstein, of course, friend of The Takeaway, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, reporting from Detroit, Michigan on Toyota's woes that Toyota and the Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood, are keeping in the headlines, apparently.